When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins a national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Good morning. Who's ready for a Friday? Did the weekend already start? I think it already did. For me, it started before the debate started last night. Couldn't even bring myself to put the thing on. I think obvious reasons. I don't know if that's entertaining for some people, but I'm not sure if it would have been entertaining for me. So, yeah, weekend already started. It's great to be with you on Halftime on ESPN Arkansas and hitthatline.com. Phil Elson, my partner Matt Jones, looking pretty again. Looking gorgeous, in fact, today, Matt. And Christian Johnston in the producer's chair today. Did you get the debate on at all last night, Matt? I watched a little bit of U.S. soccer. Disappointing loss to Panama. Not much of the draft at all. And I could not bring myself to have the television on during a debate yesterday.
Gay Phil, it's always nice to be with you. I see you still look like a 12-year-old girl, but not hot. So keep your hands to yourself for these 3 hours. Let's do the show. Let some of this aura kind of fade off.
Brand new nickname for me, too, today,
double,
by the way.
Double Nickel is your boy, Bronny. So you know how I associate things with numbers, and that's LeBron James forever. It's Double Nickel right there. No surprise. Timothy Wade, what a bonehead. I mean, there's going to be a eulogy Monday night. Uruguay's probably the – I mean, they're already in, but they're probably the best who knows? It's going to be very interesting. So, but maybe there's 700 days until the World Cup. Maybe it's time for a change at the guard so they can kind of get something going. No excuses to get beat on your home soil by Panama.
How early was that red card yesterday?
18
minutes in? My gosh. I didn't even turn the game on yet. I turn it on, and, you know, you got your score bug on the top left of the screen and on the bottom underneath where the USA is. And then by that point, they were already up 1-0. It says 10 players. I'm thinking, what the heck just happened here? 18 minutes in for that kind of a decision. And you knew exactly what he was about to do. It wasn't a matter of, a challenge that went wrong. You just smacked him upside his head. What are you doing here? You know exactly what's going to happen if you do something like that. God, talk about emotions getting the best of you yesterday. Too bad. Eulogy on Monday night, huh?
Coach Boerhaeker might be his last match. He was in charge before, and now he came back on. You know, the truth is, Phil, there's a couple guys, you know, Tim Ream, Josh Sargent. There's a couple guys that play big-time soccer. There's only 2 5-stars. Weston McKennie and Christian Pulisic. And I would bet you this, Phil. I bet you if you were to play the FIFA game, I bet you their probably ratings are like 81, 78. It's not like they're 90. So We don't really have a top 100 player in the world on our soccer team, but we have two that are in the top 300. You know, Christian Pulisic and Weston McKennie play for Florida State, and they play for Clemson. You know, it's like one of them plays at AC Milan. One of them plays at Juventus. I mean, these are just big-time clubs, absolutely big. It's not the SEC, it's the ACC. You know, Florida State, I mean, these are big-time clubs. So these are dudes that have some real skill. Everywhere else, not so much.
Is it really the ACC, or is it more like, you know, the Sun Belt?
No. Juventus and AC Milan, Serie A, where the Italians play, that's big time. You know, English Premier League could be the SEC, even the German League. Could be your Big 12, you know, how you're seeing it. But there's about five big, you know, if you play in France, if you play in Germany, those are the Spain, you know, those are the bigger places that you want to play. Those are your BCS conferences. Those are your Power Five.
Down to Power Four, I guess, now.
Fair enough.
Well, it was a bummer of a loss. No surprise about Bronny. Did I read where Rob Pelinka was basically telling other NBA teams, don't draft him. We have a plan in place for him. And they would have known exactly what was going to happen. This is felt like a really, not even a secret, because it's a matter of you got to get the other teams to at least pass on him. But I don't think anybody had a plan on drafting him outside of the Lakers.
Well, the second round, you know, even these first round picks, Phil, I mean, even these guys in the lottery, they're not going to do anything for 3 years. So it's the second round. I did hear Rich Paul. It's such a weird dynamic how a player is able to have his own agency. You know, it just seems counterintuitive. It's like they definitely cornered the market. They've got their little side there where it's like you don't want to really mess with them too much. Not that nobody can go against them or whatever, but he's definitely carved out his own way. Bronny, I mean, that's pretty cool. That's all you can say, I think. It's pretty cool. It's not like Griffey and Griffey where he's the kid and can play.
That's more reverse, too. You know, like, you know, Ken Griffey Sr. was an all-star, but he wasn't a Hall of Fame caliber player, and his son was the first overall pick. So that just felt like it was meant to be anyway, because, you know, his Griffey was already viewed Griffey Sr. I got to make sure Griffey Jr. I got to put the junior and the senior in there. With Bronny, no one's predicting any kind of like some amazing career, maybe even all-star career, but reading about the idea that, I mean, he could have a pretty good NBA career as somebody who will defend and put in a lot of effort. And I kind of, you know, I guess you got to couch how you put these a little bit, but this is somebody that's growing up or has grown up you know, all the niceties and all kinds of, you know, all the great things in life that would go along with having a multimillionaire father. But he's also in the shadow of that father, and that'll never stop. That literally will never stop. He will consistently be compared to dad. And that'll probably be, I mean, for lack of a better term, like in a negative way, be like, well, Bron was this, but Bronny is this. I don't know if people necessarily do that with junior and senior. But, I mean, again, I mean, it's like, well, his career starts this year, but it's really more like a G League career starts this year, and then work your way into potentially being part of the rotation. We'll see if LeBron is even part of that by the time Bronny, you know, is a full-blown NBA player and isn't, you know, on a two-way and going back and forth a little bit.
I mean, I think it's, what are we in, 2024? It'd be 2028 before he's playing any type of significant minutes. And who cares? Because he got drafted because of his dad, nepotism or whatever everybody wants to say, whatever, you know, like he would not have got drafted if it wasn't for his dad. That's 100%. But who cares? That's what happened. He got drafted. They're going to get to do something special. He is talented. There's not nothing different than saying he's not talented. Went 55th in the second round. The last 15 years, I think there was Tim Legler was talking about it. If you just look at the draft, the last 15 years, there's maybe one guy that was drafted in the 55th pick that plays in the NBA. So it's not like it happens a lot. It's kind of a throwaway. These teams like the Suns and the Nuggets that didn't have second round picks is because they got in trouble for tampering. They don't care to tamper to get.
Doesn't matter if you don't have a second round pick.
Exactly.
You got to have that first round pick. That's what people are trading for. I guess you can view. It'd be like, hey, let's go tamper with a free agent before the season's over. It's going to cost you a second round pick. Who cares? That's what these things are for. I mean, I still remember when the NBA draft was seven rounds, and thinking about that, like how many. how many of those guys ever played if they were drafted in the fifth, sixth, or seventh round? I'm sure there are a few of them out there, but you know, basketball has changed quite a bit. Quite a bit in the last, what would you say, 30 years? 25, 30 years? 11 international players selected on the two rounds of the draft, five of them from France. You know, I mean, if you're just looking at, let's just say France is a school. I don't know how many of these players were at the Tony Parker Academy, but that would have been the most drafted school in the draft this year. Outside of UConn, UConn had four players taken. Kentucky, Colorado, each with three. The G League Ignite team had three players taken, and France had five, including three in the top 10. Just watch out for him. Watch out for him. JT thinks Bronny's going to be on the team opening night. Yeah, he might be. He might actually be there on opening night, the game that matters the least in the regular season, but it's the day that you can set history in a way that it's never been done before.
Bronny's athletic enough that he can go out there and play, and you can hide him a little bit, and he's not going to be a liability. Especially his best thing is his awareness. The fact that you just brought it up, Phil, he grew up in the game. I would think he knows how to study film a little bit better than others because of his dad. So he'll be fine when it comes to like his basketball IQ. I think that's something that'll help him. One of my favorite picks, though, Phil, and we'll get Chuck Nasty on next week, but my left-handed point guard from Marquette went to the New York Knicks.
Tyler Kolek, yeah.
Back up for Brunson right there. You're asking him to play 11 minutes a game. You know, whatever you're trying to do, I think that was as good as a second-round pick.
I was going to say, now maybe that's a second-round pick to pay some dividends for a team.
Right.
Absolutely. Halftime on a Friday will include the Golden Hour, of course. Only one guest today, Aaron Torres, unable to join us. And so it'll just be Neil Atkinson from BetSarazen at about 1:15. So a lot of time for your calls and your texts if you want to get on with us today at 877-377-6963. Our McLarty Daniel hotline as we wrap up our lengthiest week of the month, and then next week we actually get to just do three shows, in which Matt will be off next week. We don't have any shows Thursday or Friday, so this will be our last Golden Hour, I guess, for about 2 weeks. Stay with us. Halftime back in just a moment.
This is Halftime.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Eastside Liquor has every alcohol you need. Green River Bourbon and Rye is flying off the shelves right now. Come check out the new Crystal Ridge Moonshine and Vodka, made right here in Hot Springs. Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale of fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Philip in Mount Ida texted in on the McLarty Daniel hotline asking what pick Jordan Walsh went last year. Walsh was picked fairly early in the second round, 38th overall pick. That was eighth by Sacramento. And he was in, a handful of games this year with Boston. I don't think, really any minutes that necessarily mattered, but he was out there a little bit.
He played 8 minutes or 6 minutes in a playoff game that they were blowing out somebody on. Yeah, so that's got to be a pretty neat experience. When you start comparing Jordan Walsh to Bronny James, they're just two totally different players mm-hmm. playing two totally different positions. The thing that I would say Bronny's 6'1", so that you got to be elite everywhere. That's when we were talking about that guard at Alabama. I can't remember. Is it Sears that's coming back?
And Mark Sears, yeah.
He's a little bit smaller, and it's like, yeah, he's a college guard. I don't know if it translates to the NBA, because to be 6'1", and to be a guard at that level, man, you got to just be freaky at everything else.
Quickness better be off the charts.
Got to be able to shoot it. Got to be able to make the right play. Got to have vision. And he has some of that things. He's going to get better. He's a baby. But what I'm saying is the one thing that I think Bronny and Jordan Walsh both have is elite athleticism. Jordan Walsh is just as athletic as anybody. So you're kind of betting on that. You're kind of betting, man, if he's just as athletic, we'll coach him up and he'll figure it out. So Bronny has that going for him as well.
Well, and then there's that innate understanding of basketball that maybe Bronny has from being around, growing up around the NBA as much. I'm imagining Jordan learned quite a bit in his time on the end of the bench during the postseason with Boston. I mean, for a front row seat, you're practicing against these guys, you got mentors all around you, and I don't know how much of a role he'll have next year, because it looks like that entire Boston team may be coming back. 877-377-6963 for calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Chris in Springdale says, a slippery slope, play a player for any other reason than trying to win the game they're playing in. I don't think you put Bronny in, as a starter. I would be surprised if he plays any first half minutes. It'll be mop-up time, end of a game, and then maybe put LeBron in there so that you can say they're on the court at the same time.
It's a marketing deal. You got your money back. Whatever money you're paying, you're going to sell the post cards. You're going to sell the upper deck card. You're going to sell the package. Whatever it is, you whatever you're investing, because it is a business. We forget that it is entertainment. So whatever they've done, they've got their value for that pick. They're going to get their money out of it. So that's more to say than the other teams picking at 55 the last couple years.
Let's see. Kyle Filipowski went pretty early in the second round, second pick, after Jonathan Mogbo. Have you seen the story coming out now about Filipowski and the girlfriend? This
Babysitter
is some crazy
girlfriend.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, 8 years older, was a babysitter, apparently, and the brother, Filipowski's brother and mother, went on Twitter last night to kind of detail what's happened here. I don't know how many people knew about this. I certainly did not. She was a student at Alabama, had graduated, and then as a college graduate, joined him at the prom, where they had their first Instagram post together. I guess that's like announcing that you're going steady. Used to be somebody would give you, a letter jacket or some sort of a ring or a pin or something, but now it's your Instagram official. And so this relationship went all throughout Filipowski's time at Duke. Just reading stories about this, there talk that the Duke coaches were well aware about it and just tried to tamp it down. The girlfriend comes from the Mormon religion, and this is all just coming from Daniel Filipowski, Kyle's brother, who apparently is unable to speak with his brother any longer unless it's through an Instagram direct message. They are accusing the girlfriend of, quote, grooming Kyle into the Mormon religion and has basically cut off the rest of his family because of this relationship. And then gets drafted by the Jazz in Utah, which just kind of, I was reading about, why did Filipowski slip as far as he slipped? A lot of folks thought he'd be a first-round pick. I know you didn't, Matt. You thought he'd be a second-rounder overall. And apparently, teams were frightened away by the girlfriend situation and by this deal with him not being able to explain it, I guess. I think they would ask him about it, and he didn't have any answers that could necessarily please them or make them feel like it was all on the up and up. But I guess the team in Salt Lake City didn't necessarily view it that way. I mean, it's an amazing story being blasted now onto public social media. Daniel Filipowski tweets, other than messaging him on his IG account, don't know how to get in touch with him. But look up and read on Mormon grooming and brainwashing, and you'll find some introductory details in there to connect some dots into the story that's going on here. The mother then pipes in. Her name's Becky. She says, you are opening a two-year issue, and she's 28 with an end game 3 years ago to have a diamond ring in her hand when Kyle left Duke. He was still in high school. It's crazy.
Well, how many diamond rings, though? That's the thing. So you have Instagram, but does he have, you know,
I think they're engaged to be married now.
So it's only one wife in the new age Mormonism?
I think that must have happened a while back that they had to disavow.
They stopped all the other. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
You gotta bend it. That's funny when everybody tries to bend things for their own personal use. Hey, this is my religion, but look at it this way. Look at it this way.
Well, this is, I mean, it's, I don't know about if I've heard of a professional sports career necessarily starting this way, although it does have a little bit of a sense of, the Manti Te'o situation, getting catfished, although this is a totally different thing. This is a girlfriend that actually does exist and is being accused of grooming. Now, look at it. If this was put the other way around, if this was the guy who was 8 years older, he'd be.
And this was Caitlin Clark going. If she had somebody in the same concept right now, it'd be a little weird.
It wouldn't just be people talking about it. I mean, there would probably be action about it at the same time. I'm not calling for that or anything. It's just, I don't know. You see a little bit of a double standard in this situation, but it's absolutely nuts.
If Filipowski, he gets a little tougher. You wonder how quick he is. He's skilled, Phil. He has some talent. But like you said, you got to see it. You got to go work at it. You got to go grab it. He's still, but his height. That's the best. I don't know what he measured at. If he was a true above 7 foot, but he's got some skill to work with.
Got some skill, and
that's an odd story. You think
he's got a story to tell too, but I don't know if he wants to talk about it.
Is this a Scientology type deal where it's going to go away? People are going to hush it up, and we're never going to hear about it again, or is something going to trickle out every other day?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, eventually there's going to be a wedding, but he's going into a city which is, it's the center of Mormonism. So I don't know what direction it goes, but he's going to be in the right place if they want to tamp this story down and not let any more get out, because it's not like he was talking about this. This just came from the family. And if he's not in touch with the family, I don't know what other information they're able to send out about it. But it is a very odd way for a professional career to start. Very odd way. Text out of the 870 says he thinks that this only is because he's being drafted and they had years to bring up this issue. And, I mean, that's fair. That's fair. If this was something that was going on while he was in high school and she was the girlfriend and they had to have known about this, so why bring it up now? Why not bring it up while he is, well before the draft? But I don't know if it's necessarily like a family that's expecting some of his money.
He kind of looks like Joseph Smith. Have you seen these pictures of Joseph Smith? I could see Kyle Filipowski. What is this?
How tall you think Joseph Smith was? Think he was a 7-footer?
But when they changed your name to Allah? Or, is it Mormonism where they all changed their name? Maybe in, not Mormonism, Buddhism.
Well, I think there's a lot of Smiths.
That's what I mean. Kyle Smith sounds a little better, right? Going to Utah. Yeah.
At some point, somebody will just, maybe he's going to... he'll convert to the religion. And I mean, at that point, the two of them will end up with a nice big family and a long career. I can see potentially that his career would stay with Utah and only with Utah.
Who stays together longer? Filipowski and his old lady. Sorry, Mom. Didn't mean to. Sorry. Filipowski and his Mormon friend or Tyler Kelce in the pop icon. Which one of them lasts longer? Are they both still together when this show?
Yeah, what's built to last? Yeah. Did you see that the Kansas City Chiefs and Hallmark Entertainment, Hallmark Card Company, and of course the Hallmark Channel, is based there in Kansas City? They have teamed up to have a romantic story centering around the Kansas City Chiefs. And do you think this is trying to do art imitates life? Is it okay to call a Hallmark movie art? Admittedly, I haven't watched one of these movies before. Maybe I haven't had the right person next to me that wants to watch the movie, because I'm sure not going to sit there by myself and do it. But I you know what? I think to me, it feels like the Filipowski thing is built to last, because it's already lasted for however long it's lasted, from when she was babysitting him through Duke. So they've been at this a heck of a lot longer than Tay-Tay and Travis.
Man, I was really pulling for those guys, too.
You can still pull for them. Okay, Matt, you and I can watch this movie together when it comes out on Hallmark Network.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? The Chiefs win the Super Bowl after kind of just muddling around for their, what is the back-to-back Super Bowl? They're going for a three-peat. That's the movie you make. You know, they say, what movie? You say, no, you want to make the sequel, and that's the one you want
to
make.
Yeah, but these always have to have a love interest involved in it. There's no sports movie without at least a little bit of a love interest.
Well, and you got the other brother and his girl from Philly. They could be, you know, in the movie as well.
I mean, there's supposed to be a magical ending, a kiss at the end. Could you just picture this? Because this is what it was like when Kansas City won the Super Bowl anyway. The two main characters.
The heavens part, confetti falls.
The confetti's falling everywhere. They're right there at the middle of the 50-yard line, right at the NFL logo, you know, lip locked, mouth closed.
Here,
because
hang
it's
on,
Hallmark
let me take
Channel.
Out my tobacco.
Yeah, exactly. You can see how this all works out. It's called the Hollywood ending. Just that it's going to be a Kansas City ending instead. 877-377-6963 for calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Jason says he's watched many Hallmark movies, not art. Well, all right, Jason, detail exactly what a Hallmark movie is to me then. What do you think? What would you call it? If it's not art, what is it? Garbage? I'll give you a moment to think about that, and we'll come back in just a moment. More Halftime right after this.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hickey and Hole Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hole Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Well, Matt, I think I got to eat my words from something I'd said, I think it was yesterday, comparing about international sports and sports that you know the United States will dominate no matter what, because I don't know if basketball is one of those sports now. Hockey is not. Baseball is not. And apparently football is not either. Get a load of that, because the under 20 men's tackle football championships, we're talking world under 20 championships, is being put on by the International Federation of American Football. It's taking place in Edmonton, Alberta. And a couple of days ago, Japan beat the United States.
How cool. That's pretty cool right there. I bet Japan couldn't beat Alabama. You know, like, I get that. I get taking the whatever that is, but
they're going to play Canada in the gold medal game. The final score was 41-20, so it wasn't even close. 20-7 at halftime.
I wonder if we had any Arkansas kids. You know, I'm sure they take kids that are like Arkansas Tech Division III type kids, Division II type kids, and that's the talent pool they get to go choose from up there.
But it's a good question. I have no idea. I don't know any of these names. I really don't. I don't know any of these names, and I wouldn't even try to pronounce some of the names on the Japanese side here. But yeah, I mean, they rushed for over 300 yards, created a few turnovers, and looked like they completely controlled the game. I would have not expected that anybody would have beaten the United States in the game that is called American football. But I think there were, and I don't ever think that the guy made it on the field in a game, but I think the Pittsburgh Steelers signed a Japanese player a few years ago, but I don't think he played. I think he might have been on a practice squad, but never actually got in a game. And I don't know of anybody that comes from Japan that is, I mean, I'm born and raised in Japan that became an American football player. Maybe some of these kids will.
Yeah, most international, like a specialist position, I guess you could have internationalist. I think Belichick there, you saw Belichick, he got him a youngster, speaking of Mormonism.
They've been living together for like 8 months.
But he had an Australia guy that actually made the team, you know, and actually was a position player.
Wasn't a punter.
Yeah, right.
We always associate punting with the Australians. But yeah, that's just, I mean, if you were to tell me that under 20 Japan beat America in something, I would have thought it's baseball. And if you were to tell me that Japan plays the USA in American football, no matter if there were SEC players on the team or not, it's American football. I just would expect that they'd win. But maybe the rest of the world is catching up a little bit. Can imagine what the American football crowds are like in Japan. There weren't any crowds at this stadium. I guess this is where the Edmonton, they're called the Elks now in the CFL. They changed their name from Eskimos to the Elks. So it's that stadium. It didn't look like there was anybody there.
There are no more Eskimos?
No, they took the name away.
Yeah.
The Elks. The Elks now. They turned it into a lodge.
Eskimos were cooler.
It was probably a much cooler name. Yeah. By the way, speaking of American football, we have a giveaway for the Landon Jackson Youth Football Camp that is taking place at Cyclone Field in Russellville on July 20th. Registration costs $100. Go to hogtownmemorabilia.com to register your youth football player. It costs you $100. You'll get the camp photo. You'll get the camp itself, an autographed photo, camp t-shirt, and a goodie bag, and a chance to take an individual picture with Landon Jackson, which will cost $40 extra. It's July 20th, Russellville's Cyclone Field, Landon Jackson Youth Camp put on by Hogtown Memorabilia. And we've been giving away a free registration each day throughout the week. We'll continue doing it Monday through Wednesday next week with no shows Thursday or Friday. We got a baseball question for the football camp. This one coming from the one and only Matt Jones. 7 ways for a batter to reach base safely. What are the 7 ways for a batter to reach base safely? We'll take it on the text line. 877-377-6963 for calls and for texts. I know there's 13 ways to balk. We won't go in that direction. That would take a little bit longer.
It would be cool if we could have a tribute to 7 with Morgan Freeman, if they could answer it in their best Morgan Freeman voice, but you can't really do that over text.
That's very true. Everybody, I don't know anybody that can really do the Morgan Freeman voice anyway. Other than AI. AI will do it. Speaking of AI, do you think this sounds like the real thing?
Ty Kelly, welcome to your daily Olympic recap, your personal rundown of yesterday's most thrilling Olympic moments. Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Krista Palmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final.
So that was that Al Michaels, Matt?
A little homogenized. How do you say that? Homogenized.
A homogenized voice?
It's a little, you could hear it.
You could tell that that's an artificial.
Yeah. You can, it's a little bit in his throat. Yeah, it's a little homogenized. Ah.
We'll try it again. B.E. wonders if that was Howard Stern. That's Al Michaels delivering an Olympic update through artificial intelligence, which is how you're going to be getting your Olympic updates from Al Michaels on NBC. I guess we just got to get used to this now. And I won't, I mean, I think you, maybe you can tell, Matt, but if I would have told you that that was the real thing, maybe you would have thought the same thing. At some point, and this is a thing that I worry about as a broadcaster, are we going to get to a point where play-by-play or game analysis also comes from artificial intelligence? I don't like the thought of that. I don't like the thought of that at all. I mean, this is, people will end up losing their jobs through automation of some sort. And I don't know if it's a matter that Michaels just didn't want to go to Paris, or, you know, written into the contract that you're going to do it this, we'll do it this way. We get to use your voice for, with AI purposes. That is, of course, the, I don't think it's the future. It's the current right now. And I don't understand a lot about artificial intelligence, but I do know they can make it sound exactly like you, make it look exactly like you too.
Homogenized. There we go.
The athletes eventually will get replaced too, right? Just by holograms on a field.
Homogenized. That's how it sounded. You could hear a little bit. But it's all, that's how it's all, I mean, did you see how that debate was last night? How it was kind of, it's getting more where you're not even going to be able to tell if those people are in the same room anymore. You know, like, I know it's, they are, but you can tell how they're getting it. I mean, V for Vendetta is, you want to talk about what the future, go watch that movie and see if you're just not like, what is going on?
Oh gosh, man, I don't even want to get into it. I'm depressed about the whole situation there.
We got the best ugly border dogs, though. He's like, Trump's like, we got the best. I've seen him. He's the best dog out there. It's the best dog.
He didn't know about dogs.
We have the best.
If he did, he'd have it in.
I don't know
that, have a pet.
That Joe knows much about anything. I mean, they
probably kinda right about that too. Did they ask him what his dog's name is? Has he bitten anybody recently?
He said, I asked you to go golfing. He's like, I used to be a 6 handicap. And Trump's like, I've seen that swing. You ain't beat me with that swing. They started trash talking golf. You're just like, what is going on?
DeChambeau has offered to host a match between the two of them.
Now, there you go. There you go. Trump's like, I won 2 club championships, not even senior. You have to be in shape. I'm better now. My cognitive ability, I took 2 tests, passed them both. It's like, whoa, like the dude is just like, wow.
Nice hat. You get a bowl of soup with it.
Ooh, should have yelled 4.
Stick around.
We will, 2.
We will wrap up our second hour in just a moment on Halftime.
This is Halftime.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here.
Back on Halftime as we take you through your 12 o'clock hour. We do not have any guests in this second hour, just you and us. I saw where a couple days ago there was a complete game shutout thrown by Lake City's Gavin Stone for the L.A. Dodgers. Went to UCA. You realize there have been only 14 complete games thrown in the major leagues this year, and that was the eighth complete game shutout thrown. And I usually never put the word complete game in front of shutout, because it's just understood that it's a shutout. It's a complete game if you did throw a shutout. So 103 pitches, so just missed the Maddox. Threw a four-hitter, struck out seven against no walks. And this is somebody that may eventually, he's going to get some votes for the Cy Young Award, and I would imagine he's going to be an all-star next month. Gavin Stone is 9-2 with the fourth lowest earned run average in the National League at 2.73. And that's big-time numbers for a pitching staff that needed somebody to step up, with Kershaw injured and Bueller coming back and Shohei Ohtani not pitching. So here you go, Gavin Stone, Major League All-Star probably.
Sounds like the lead singer for Bush, Gavin Rosdell. Yeah,
it does. So Dallas Keuchel made his Major League debut, or not Major League debut, for the year with the Brewers a couple of days ago. I just wonder how much, you know, he'll be able to handle. It's like eating innings now. He hadn't been a frontline starting pitcher for about 6 years, and was pitching at AAA at Tacoma when he got traded to Milwaukee. So gave up 8 hits, 5 runs in 4 innings and a no decision. And, you know, in a day and age where everybody's looking at velocity, I'm not sure if Keuchel gets that much faster than 90 or 91 miles per hour. But it's back in the big leagues again, so his career continues.
There was a guy that got drafted. His name was Jacoby, and the announcer said that his parents named him after Michael Jordan and Kobe. You think Gavin Stone is named after Gavin Rosdell, the lead singer of Bush, and then Stone Gosling, the guitarist in Pearl Jam?
You'd have to ask his parents about this.
That'd be a good question, right?
That'd be a fantastic question. Yeah, I did see that about Jacoby. Jordan. But it was J-A, right? It wasn't J-O, Kobe.
Like, yeah, I always think it's a soft J, like a Jacoby.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, that was, that name definitely stood out to me. One that I wonder about is this A.J. Johnson, who came out of the Australian Basketball League and only scored 2 points a game. He's 6'4", 167. Drafted by Milwaukee in the first round. I mean, that's, how much weight do you need to put on at 167, 6'4", to be able to withstand even a month in the NBA?
I was 163, 165 and 6'3 in the ninth grade. So that tells you something. He's probably, yeah.
Is he not eating enough? He probably has to be.
Wow.
Is the food not good enough in Australia? I'm assuming it was pretty good there. I've never been, but
Australians got a decent basketball culture. Which their football team, their soccer team, the Socceroos, that's got to be the coolest soccer name of all the soccer names.
I mean, it almost sounds like a brand of underwear.
I don't even know if they wear underwear down there, man. They just go out there and play. Yeah.
It's the land down under. It's the uncovered land down under, right? 877-377-6963. For calls and texts, and we've got Ryan in Prairie Grove sending in requests, and apparently there were some folks that did want to compete with the tuna on grade point average. Rob did think he is lobbying for a job. I heard that, Rob. I think it felt like it. It did feel like he was lobbying for one.
3-6 in college, man. That's
pretty good.
That's really good. I think I was 3-1-5 or something. You know, like that's. I mean,
that's
whatever.
That's a good GPA
Yeah, man. Anything above 3 is good.
Forget about the competing on the way up. Let's compete to the bottom. Okay. Here's a text out of the 501. He had a 2.01 GPA. JT said that his first semester of college he had a 1.1. That's how you're supposed to do college, though.
That's
right? Almost Bluto Blutarski.
That's like your Tommy John surgery. Like you have to just go through that to become elite.
Rite of passage.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're not a pitcher in the big leagues unless you've had your UCL tear. Correct. JT's got me beat on the on going to the bottom of the barrel with grade point average. I think my first GPA first semester of college was like a 1.8. So I guess I studied just a little bit more than you, JT. The issue for me was showing up for class. You know how bad of a student I was? And it's funny, too, because in these days, I can't sleep any longer than 6:30. I mean, I can't. It's impossible. Back then, at the age of 17, I was a 17-year-old college freshman who had never partied before, you know, didn't really drink
first
at all
away from
in
home.
High school.
Yeah,
first time away from home on a consistent basis. And yeah, I made some decisions. I had an algebra class that was in my dorm. I mean, it was the classroom was in the dormitory. 8 o'clock in the morning, flunked it because I didn't show up. Now, that's got to be the dumbest thing of all time. It's in your dorm. I could have shown up in pajamas.
You could have set up a baby monitor down there and then just left it by your bed. That's what you
brilliant.
Gotta, that's what you got to do.
That's what college is all about. It's not a matter of showing up. It's a matter of at least seeing what it is that's happening or copying the right notes from somebody else. I think I did try to take the final exam though for that. It was like, well, I might as well try this. Maybe I can get a D. Maybe I can remember some things I learned in high school about algebra. So I might have missed like 6 weeks or 7 weeks of that class, but showed up for the final.
With your TI-83?
I don't even know if they let me bring that thing in. Ah, was that what it was, the Texas Instruments?
The TI-83, there was a couple high school kids that you would, if you would grab the right number, they would leave the answers plugged in from the group before, and you'd go in there and see where, yeah.
You knew what you were doing. Ryan in Prairie Grove says, C's get degrees. There you go. C's get degrees. D's do not. And F's certainly do not either. Although we had E's, we didn't have F's. Chris in Springdale wondered if Stone Hewlett, Arkansas left-handed pitcher, was named for Stone Gossard of Pearl Jam. And kudos to you, Matt, for like bringing up one of your least favorite bands, too.
Hey, they're talented. I just don't listen to them. There's nothing. I appreciate the fact that they're making music. You know, do what you love. Do it.
I like BJ says D for diploma. Very good. Yeah, that's outstanding. So what's the F? I know what the F is for. What's the E for? Educational. It's the only one I can come up
effort.
With.
Effort. You showed up.
Yeah. I didn't even get the effort. I didn't even get the E for effort for showing up for that final exam. Yeah, it's probably this. I did a lot of dumb things in college. Did a lot of really dumb things in college. I would put not showing up for 6 weeks of algebra and then going to take the final exam is maybe the dumbest thing.
I had a teacher that it was a cool class. It was like a Western civilization class, all essay type questions, and I had a C in it, and he's sitting up the day before the final exam. He goes, anybody who just wants a D on the final exam, you can leave right now. I don't care. Just do it. And I have a C in the class, and so I couldn't do it. But if he would have said C, I would have. So I had to go to class, and I had to go do the final exam and do that. And then my grade come out, and I got a C in the class, and I just thought, I'm glad I did that.
Well, now, how many of those students got up and walked out when he made that
offer? I don't think anybody did. I think zero students got up and walked out. But if he would have said C, if he'd have said, I'll give you a C on the final exam, I would have got up and said, oh, that's what I'm looking for right there.
Knowing what I know from that year, that semester at Indiana, I'd have taken the D. And D, BJ, is not for diploma in my situation. I think D was more for dumbass than anything else. It's a wonder I made it. It's a wonder I made it to age 47.
Jim? No, teacher said you can have this one. He's a gem.
Brian in Ozark has given us a call here. Feels like the perfect time to bring him in here on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. Brian, what's up? Did you flunk algebra 2?
Hey, not much. I'll tell you all to have a great weekend first.
Oh, you too.
So, I got a question on NIL.
Shoot.
Okay. I was just curious if there's it on that. And the reason I'm asking is because, you know, like, and I'm just going to use this as a reference. But like in Midland, Odessa, right? I mean, it's those two little counties in West Texas are not little, but average-sized counties. Have a population of probably around Little Rock, maybe a little bigger than Little Rock combined. It's about 350,000 people.
Yep, I've been there.
So, in that little section, those two counties, there are probably more millionaires than there is in the whole state of Arkansas.
Well, that's oil land right there.
So, I mean, if you're talking, donations to schools and contributions for NIL, I mean, they can contribute more to the University of Texas than the state of Arkansas can.
Yeah, but think of it in these terms too, Brian. There are many more universities in the state of Texas that are being donated to at the same time. I mean, it does work both ways.
There's about 21 Division I schools in the state of Texas, mm-hmm. And I mean, they're all getting. Equally, I mean, I'm sure Texas gets more, but what my question is, that is a huge disadvantage, right, to probably two-thirds of the SEC that doesn't have that kind of contribution. I mean, are they going to do something on that, or has that been decided, or do you know?
Well, my understanding is NIL eventually just ends up supplementing the payments that go directly to players. Now, I don't think any of this has been figured out yet. If it has been, I don't think it's been finalized. But when we hear about NIL comparatively to the direct payments to players from universities, I don't know if the NIL is going away necessarily. I think it might be something that will supplement. So yes, in that case, Texas does have it. You call it an unfair advantage. Well, it's a matter of where your university is located and how many people you can get to donate to this or that. You know, and yes, Texas already has a major advantage over everybody in the state, for one, and maybe over most people in the SEC and maybe over the country in terms of, you know, the ability to bring some money in to give to players. So, yeah, I mean, they've always had an advantage, though, haven't they? Hasn't there always been a built-in advantage to Texas? Just for being there in Austin.
They got their own power grid.
Flagship university in that state, yes. And they have their own power grid, which doesn't always hold up very well. That thing also works out there, too. Yeah, I've been to Midland, not Odessa. Midland has the AA franchise. So, you could see the oil derricks going up and down from the broadcast booth in that ballpark, too. That's for sure. But it's not just going to Texas. I mean, look, Texas Tech University is located right there by, you know, not there right by, but I mean, it's sort of like next door in terms of distance in the state. TCU, A&M, there's major football programs inside that state that are also getting, I would think, some of that oil money too. But Texas probably will get the most of it. So yes, there is an advantage there.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.